Vantage Score Solutions announced that it will be excluding medical bills when calculating credit scores, a seemingly significant move for an estimated 100 million Americans facing medical debt. But some argue this change does little for most people. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Al Bingham, credit expert and author of The Road to 850. Thank you so much for your time. Do you think this will help Americans who are facing medical debt?
Brent, now, unfortunately, no, it's not going to help people. The reason I bring this up is the Vantage Score is not utilized for lending decisions, whether it be mortgage, auto loans, any type of loan. The last time I checked with the people that know, they said the Vantage Score is just there. It's not utilized by these lenders. And so if there's no real value to a lender, why is it any value to a consumer? That's the real problem.
So what do they use Vantage Score Solutions for then?
So really, the credit bureaus, the Vantage Score comes from the credit bureaus. It was created by the credit bureaus back in 2008. And for the last 14 years, they have been trying really hard to get mortgage lenders, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and all these other lenders to utilize them. Unfortunately, the markets, the capital markets, are focused primarily on the FICO scores. And they don't want the Vantage Score. And so really, the Vantage Score, the only purpose there is to monitor credit, whether, you know, like Capital One gives the Vantage Score. You have different Credit Karma, the Vantage Score. So really, the number there has no inherent value to a consumer other than maybe a trend line. That's it. But I'd always caution people on that.
What if others, such as FICO, excluded medical debt? Do you think that could pressure others like FICO to do so?
Well, FICO's already done that. They came out with the FICO 9 about 5 years ago, and they excluded medical debt. That was the primary issue with that credit score model for FICO. It's rolled out. There are a few lenders that use it for auto and personal loans, but it's still not broadly used like the classic FICO scores are. So it's FICO's already been ahead of the curve several years. But again, the rollout of that credit, the FICO score model that takes that medical debt out is used sparsely is probably the best word.
Vantage Score says that unpaid medical bills are not a good predictor of whether someone will pay off their debt obligations. Do you agree?
I think to an extent. I'm always cautious on that because if people have medical debt of, say, $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, that's a problem. That's going to be an inherent problem to their financial stability. On the other hand, if it's only $30, $50, I get that. That's fine. But so it has to be caught. You know, everyone has to be cautious on this argument. So. Yes, that's true.
All right. Good point. Thank you, Al, so much. Al Bingham, credit expert and author of The Road to 850.